Well, thanks for joining me on this Tom Talk. I get to explore in this one kind of a fun subject, something that's asked, a question that's been asked of me often, and that is, what do I look for in the perfect partner? And I'm flattered that people would ask. I guess it says a lot about my ability to pick partners and who I've been able to surround myself with in my now 27-year career in commercial real estate. Probably my best-known business partner at our Coast Group of companies is my brother, who was co-founder of our property management company, the first of the companies, and been on this journey ever since as we created and bolted on a brokerage group and an investment arm and a general contracting firm. Now, those companies, in some cases, needed other partners to help lead them or bring unique things to the table. And I guess I would say in looking for the perfect partner, I've often just looked at, and so has Sean, my brother, what is the thing we're missing for this sort of machine to operate at a high level? If we needed outside sales strength, and if we wanted a partner, perhaps they should come packaged with that strength. If we wanted technical understanding inside of the particular market niche we're in, perhaps that's the thing we're looking for. And if we thought a partnership was the way to secure somebody and see them enjoy a success and help bring that to us, then they would be complementary in that role, and then we would chase that. But, you know, the truth is that with Sean in particular, there are some certain... He has a certain trait about him that made him especially unique and especially effective as a business partner. Now, I think, you know, it's hard to find entrepreneurs who aren't usually engaging people, usually bright, very often educated, and competitive. But Sean's always stood out. He is especially, ethical. Hardworking, he's got a very analytical mind and a quick study, for sure. In fact, I recall back now when he was in grade school, he took a test and came home and he said, "I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but I just scored off the charts in something called spatial concepts." And so he earned the nickname Space Cadet from his older brother and older sister. We were quick to jump on him for that, but the those who excel in spatial concepts are the types who tend to be very analytical and very effective decision makers. He's been all those things. But the trait that has stood out with him is his competitiveness. Inside the rules of the game, I don't know that there's anybody I've ever been around who wanted more success for their clients, their employees, and everybody around them than that guy. He has made it an emotional and physical commitment to see others enjoy success. And when in business, we're always working in groups and teams and as a company. Even the word company suggests we're in the company of other people when there's a group of us. And in a team setting, no one is more selfless but still more competitive than Sean Hoban. And so, you know, if I were, you know, I don't know a lot of other partners. When Mike Harmon and Shane Tapert and Dino Rossi and Josh Jansen came along, and it made sense to have them in as partners, and we've added others, Brett Carlton and others. You know, they've each brought something unique and special, but all of them had a competitive core to them that made being in their company powerful and successful. But it was that competitive core, sort of the way we lead our families, where we're competing for the success of all of us, not just ourselves. And be able to see that in people and identify that sense of selflessness yet competitiveness has been the unique trait that I've looked for in a partner and have been able to easily see as the key to successful partnerships, largely because I had the great good fortune of having my brother be my partner all these years. Thank you for joining me for this fun Tom Talk. I look forward to the next one.